Aircheckdownloads.com.
The hottest hits in the USA.
And we're coming right at you from Hollywood.
Yay.
With the hottest 40 songs in the nation. And, of course, Rick D's here with my friend Candy Plastique. And, Candy, you think you could bring me a little coffee, please?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Deese, but I'm extremely busy.
Wait a minute, Candy. You're just standing there filing your nails.
Yeah, that's right. You know, like I'm filing my nails. And you'll be so proud of me. I just developed a revolutionary new nail filing system.
Nail filing system.
Uh-huh. It's just wonderful. I'm filing them all under N for nails. It was so funny.
Thank you, Candy. You come back when you can't stay longer, all right?
Okay.
Number 15. It's a man who played backup guitar for superstars like Gladys Knight and the Pips and Stevie Wonder. And now he's got his own number 15, Ray Parker Jr., and I still can't get over loving you.
I'm all confused.
I still can't get over loving you. That's Ray Parker Jr. moving up one to number 15 on the countdown. At number 14, the lady who lives by the PEG principle. PEG standing for politeness, etiquette, and grooming. And she has a 300-pound guru to make sure she does. Cyndi Lauper. All girls just want to have fun. Cyndi Lauper, it's this week's biggest moving song, hops up seven spots to number 14 on the weekly Top 40 Countdown. We'll be right back with a song about the America you just don't see on postcards.
The weekly Top 40. The weekly Top 40.
And according to Cashbox Magazine, these are the hottest 40 songs in the nation. Right now, we stop off at number 13 with a group that begins a 52-day tour very soon. Pretenders with Chrissy Hynde and Middle of the Road. Pretenders and Middle of the Road. They're up two to number 13 on the weekly Top 40 Countdown. At number 12, the guy that claims he's in love with America. It's John Cougar Mellencamp with Pink Houses.
Well, there's a black man.
Number 12 from John Cougar Mellencamp, a Hoosier from Indiana, says he's infatuated and in love with America, so he wanted to write a song about the kind of America you don't see on postcards. And he did it with Pink Houses. Coming up, the man who uttered the immortal words, "Yes, we're bald, and also deaf and dumb, too."
The Weekly Top 40, Rick D's. Counting them down.
Oh yeah, we are closing in on that top 10 very rapidly. And if you would, let your mind travel back to the month of February, the year 1964. Picture, if you will, the Beatles just landing in America, and rumors are running rampant about these guys from Liverpool with the mop hair. And John Lennon, asked by a reporter if it's true if the Beatles are really bald, says, Oh yeah, we're bald and we're also deaf and dumb too. What did he get him? Here's John and Nobody Told Me at number 11.
D-ball.
John Lennon and Nobody Told Me. Up six to number 11 on the weekly Top 40 Countdown. Hard to believe, isn't it, that 20 years ago this month, the Beatles invaded our shores? Well, get ready because we're going to invade your mind coming up with D-Sleaze. Also, the top 10 most popular songs in the land. Stay right there.
The weekly Top 40. The weekly Top 40.
Oh, we're excited. You're just in time for the top 10 hottest songs in the nation. And we are on terrific radio stations with the countdown like WROR in Boston, Z100 in New York, 99.5 and these New Apple, WNYS in Buffalo, and WHTX-FM in Pittsburgh. Great to have you right here. At number 10, the group who have been going at it for 15 years together as a group and have no plans of packing it in, Genesis, and That's All.
Just as I thought it was going all right, that's all.
Genesis, and That's All. They stay at number 10 for the second week in a row on the weekly Top 40 Countdown. Number 9 comes from the man whose biggest fan might very well be 90-year-old Adelaide Foster. Back in Tuskegee, Alabama, she first tried to teach him how to play the piano. Then she gave up when she discovered he was memorizing the songs instead of learning to read the music. He's Lionel Richie, and he's the pride and joy of his grandma, Adelaide Foster, Running with the Night.
The heart of the city street was beating.
Rick D's, the Weekly Top 40. The Weekly Top 40.
Rick D's here with you at number 8 on the countdown, and the Romantic. Who recently dashed heroically into their burning Cincinnati hotel room to make a valiant rescue. Through the flaming inferno they flew, risking life and limb and hairdos about 4 feet high, relentlessly searching until they emerged victorious with their precious snakeskin suits.
Yeah.
Here they are, the Romantics.
When you close your eyes and you're in the moon.
Think of Laura as our special in-shower guest. Christopher Cross moves up one to number seven on the weekly Top 40 Countdown. Just you wait. Coming up, we've got just for you a dose of disgusting D's sleeves.
The weekly Top 40. The weekly Top 40.
Cashbox Magazine puts them out, and we count them down for you. Rick D's on the weekly Top 40 Countdown. And just imagine, after years of pounding on doors with your music and having them slammed in your face, you finally drive along a road and you hear your song, your very own song on the radio. Well, that happened to Matthew Wilder, and he says he just about drove off the road when it happened. Well, the novelty's worn off. He's heard it several hundred times by now, but he still gets a kick out of being number six with Break My Stride.
Last night I had the strangest dream.
Hey, wow, man, this is really cool. You know, like, this is Sharon. Like, hey, man, where am I on the countdown?
Well, Sharon, you're not in the countdown this week, but thank you for coming by, all right?
Hey, wow, you know, like, I don't need the weekly Top 40 anyway. Because, you know, now, like, I'm a movie star.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see me in Silkwood with Meryl Streep?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I walk right up to her and I say, hey, you know, I'm really sorry, man, that you're radioactive. What a bummer.
Oscar material, if I ever heard it.
Hey, later, man. I'm going to go rehearse my Oscar speech.
All right. Number five is where we are. The huge star who sold more than 80 million records worldwide. Elton John with Stevie Wonder on harmonica. And I guess that's why they call it the blues.
Don't wish it away. And I guess that's why they call it the blues.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's why they call it the blues. Elton John stays at number five for the second week in a row on the weekly Top 40 Countdown. And yes, it's obvious that we're getting close to the number one song in the nation. At number four, it all began when 14-year-old Robert Bell and his school pals started a group called the Jazziacs back in New Jersey. That was 20 years ago this year. Robert has since become known worldwide as Cool with his gang. And here's Joanna at number four. Joanna, Cool and the Gang move up two to number four on the weekly Top 40 Countdown. And right now, we promised you, and here it is, a repeat of the weekly Top 40 Challenge question for this week. And oh, it's your chance to win big. We have a prize package that includes an Atari 5200 game. Ooh-hoo-hoo. That's nice. And also, we're going to throw in a state-of-the-art Sanyo FM-AM stereo cassette player that will amaze and delight young and old alike.
All over your face.
Okay, what you need to do is identify an artist and title of a little song snippet that I'm going to play for you in just a second here. Now, make sure you listen carefully, because all I need is the artist and title. Here's a little piece of the song.
Oh, that's horrible.
Well, come on, give it a shot. Write down the artist and title on a postcard along with your telephone number. Make sure you do include your telephone number, because we call the winner and send it to yours truly, Rick Dees. That's D-E-E-S, Box 196, Hollywood, California, 90078. We're going to pick a winner at random from all the correct entries received by this Friday, so hurry. I know you can do this. Take a shot at it. Will you please do that?
What can I say besides, oh, wow?
That's all you can say. Thank you. Go ahead and enter as many times as you like to. And it may or may not interest you to know that this contest is sponsored by D's Creations.
What can I say besides, oh, wow?
Coming right up, the guy who played Burning Guitar on Michael Jackson's Thriller album.
The weekly Top 40.
The hottest hits in the USA.
Can you feel the heat of the hottest hits in the country?
Oh,
yes, you can. Now, if you listen very carefully to Michael Jackson's Beat It off of his Thriller album, you'll hear Eddie Van Halen wailing away on guitar solo.
It's the ultimate!
Well, here's Eddie and his own group, Van Halen, number three, and Jump. Go ahead and jump. It's the biggest hit to date for Van Halen, and they jump up four to number three on the weekly Top 40 Countdown. Well, here's one for you. A bunch of musicians got together in England, and they were going to call their new group Cinema. But when they realized that they had a lot of ex-members of Yes in the group, and on record they sounded exactly like Yes, They said, let's stay with Yes. And now they're staying with number two, An Owner of a Lonely Heart. Yes, An Owner of a Lonely Heart, former number one song, and it's doing some amazing acrobatics for us, moving from number three back up to number two this week. Coming up is the number one song from a group that is very strange. In fact, they're just arriving at the airport now. Let's see if we can switch on our remote microphone. They're in the plane as they're coming in.
Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has started our descent, and at this time we would like to ask you to please extinguish all cigarettes and return everyone's clothes to their rightful owner.
Rickie's Weekly Top 40. The Weekly Top 40.
Congratulations, you made it all the way to the number one song of the nation. It's by the man who says, "The way I look now is nothing compared with the way I used to look." He says, "I used to wear 6-inch stiletto heels and straw hats covered with birds and fruit."
Yuck!
This song is number one. Boy George, The Culture Club, and Karma Chameleon.
Karma, 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 karma chameleon.
That's number one, Karma Chameleon, the ever lovely and talented Maybelline man himself, Boy George in The Culture Club, and with all their hits, that's only their second number one song, their first being the very first single, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? So there you have it, the 40 hottest hits in the land, according to Cashbox Magazine. It is really a gigantic kick to count them down for you every week. The Weekly Top 40 comes your way thanks to a crack staff of remarkable individuals.
Yes.
All right. Produced by Ron Cutler, with Louise Palenka writing all of these funny little tidbits.
Yes.
And Peter Perkins, Paul Josephs, better known as Boy Paul, Mark Schreiber, who's he? Don Elliott, Jerry DeFrancesco, Julie Dees, and a bunch of people that I pay that I don't even know. It's getting like Elvis now. I don't know why I pay these people. Give everybody a Cadillac or a picture of a Datsun or something, Colonel Parker. And, of course, there's Lena Wayback over there. Hello, baby.
Hello, Rick.
Yeah.
Hello, Rick.
I am Rick Dees, leaving you with these words of wisdom. All men are created equal, and some stay that way.
AirCheckDownloads.com.